On June 22, 1980, three men took on a gunman firing into a church congregation.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
About 11:15 that summer morning, some 250 people were worshiping at the First Baptist Church in Dangerfield, Texas. Suddenly, a man armed with two rifles and two pistols charged into the church, shouting and firing indiscriminately. Several congregants were hit, three of them fatally. 28-year-old Christopher Hall was in a small recording booth in the rear of the room and realized what was happening. Lunging out of the booth, he knocked away one of the gunman's rifles and wrestled him into the foyer. The gunman broke free and fired, but missed Hall. Charging back toward the main room, the gunman was grabbed by James McDaniel, 53, who had been inside with his family. After a brief struggle, McDaniel managed to shove the gunman through the church's front door, but once outside, the gunman shot and wounded him fatally. By then, Kenneth Truitt, 49, had also rushed outside. Diving toward the gunman to stop him from re-entering, Truitt was shot and later died of his wounds. The gunman ran across the street and shot himself in the head, but survived. McDaniel and Truitt were posthumously awarded Carnegie medals, as was Hall, who was uninjured during the incident.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.